Visiting here with Scott City Lady Beaverhead volleyball coach Jordan Shea. And Jordan, thanks for joining me here. It's been a busy summer for you, of course, with getting ready for the fall volleyball season, of course, working with a lot of the high school girls and weights. How's your summer been?
It's been really good, really busy. Coach Turner and I have been working really hard in the weight room with the girls. We went 4 days a week in June and 5 days a week in July, and we've had a lot of girls participating in that, so that's been great. Also for volleyball, we had a team camp in May, and then we've been doing just assorted practices and scrimmages also throughout the summer, so it's been really busy.
Focusing first on the weight program, it is your second year for the helping out with summer weights. How's the attendance been this year, maybe compared to last year?
I can't really compare it because this year we did incorporate in the 7th and 8th grade girls, and so that boosted our numbers a lot. I think we were, you know, on good days we were averaging about 35 girls, 7 through 12, which is a lot better than we've seen in the past, and Coach Turner and I were both really excited to see that, especially from the younger girls.
That's always a good thing to see, the improvement there. Has it been a consistent turnout of girls all summer?
I'd say so. You know, I was impressed the first week with how many we had, and you know, but at the same time worried that it would drop off, and it really didn't drop off too much. We saw a pretty consistent number throughout the summer.
Once again, visiting here with Jordan Shea here. Now we get to talk some volleyball. Of course, you had your camp right after Memorial Day there, that last full week of May, and then had some summer workouts in June and in July. Talk about the volleyball portion. How's things been there this summer?
Pretty good. Yeah, we had our camp early on in the summer. You know, it's just really hard in the summer. The girls have so many other things that they're committed to in camps, and you know, some of these things are week-long commitments, and it's just hard. People are going different directions, but we did see a lot of our girls excited about our freshmen coming in. They always seem to have really good attendance in the summer. You know, overall, I think it's going to be completely different in August when we see our real team there, because we can never really get everybody there at the same time this summer, it seemed like.
You lost quite a few players from last year, this year just due to graduation, but do you feel like that this team is a little bit further ahead than maybe some in the years past just because of the weekday workouts?
You know, I'm not really sure at this point. We did lose five starters on varsity last year, so that's a lot of holes to fill. And our junior class, we only had 2 girls showing up all summer to things for the junior class, so I don't know whether to expect anybody else, but it's probably going to be a situation where we see some sophomores that are really going to have to step up into varsity roles, and that's a big jump from freshman or from JV to varsity. So time will tell, I guess.
Just kind of looking ahead to the schedule, you guys start practices the 19th of August. Of course, you can't have any contact with the players now between now and August 19th. Your schedule looking ahead early on, it's going to be a pretty good challenge there with Ness City and Dighton. Dighton qualifying for state a year ago, I believe, and I think Ness City was close as well. And then you also have a pretty good team in Ulysses. First two matches up on the slate.
Sure, it's going to be really tough. Even Dighton, you know, I'm, like I told you, this winter, I think I coached a couple of their girls, incoming freshmen in club volleyball, and they're very, very talented. And those, you know, they join a few other girls that are pretty talented. So I expect them to be a very good team. Ness City, I don't know a whole lot about, but Ulysses obviously won our league last year. They've still got Kyan Eslick, who's, you know, the top player in our league, so they're going to be very tough. We're really going to have to be prepared to come out with a victory in those first two contests.
Summer's gone fast here, and practice is coming up here a long time from now, about late August the 19th, and first competition the first week of September, and a lot of hard work this summer by the Scott City Lady Beavers and the athletic program. Coach Shea, once again, thanks for joining me here, and enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank you.